I gotta survive and try to still my home. Not gonna lie, son, that's gangster as fuck.
I'm here to tell you, there's a group of elitists that run this nation, a bunch of globalists that run the world, and their money runs it. And I'm going to tell you something, it is nothing more than a satanic death cult.
I'm going to do something illegal.
Okay, Brad Pitt, we are live.
Yeah, so we covered, I want to say a couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago. I'm losing track of time at this point. Brad Pitt's Make It Right Foundation. So they were in the Ninth Ward in Katrina after the hurricane, and they were supposed to be setting up housing for people who had lost their houses during the hurricane. And there were just all sorts of problems. And we played a couple news clips, and they were showing how, like, you know, these houses, like, the roofing was falling off. There was, you know, leaking in them. They just were not suitable for to be lived in. And it was like a big scandal at the time. Well, now we have an update. So this article came out April 1st, so not that long ago. A subsidiary of the Make It Right Foundation, the troubled post-Katrina housing nonprofit founded by actor Brad Pitt, owes the city of New Orleans nearly $15,000 in delinquent property taxes and fines on the 32 properties it owns in the lower Ninth Ward. And the group may owe thousands more in 2022 taxes. Another Make It Right property was offered up at a tax sale in 2020 for delinquent taxes dating back to 2017. Okay, so this is Brad Pitt's organization. He's a fucking millionaire. All his friends are millionaires, and they can't pay property taxes. And on these raggedy fucking houses, too. Because those houses were not, like, big, bougie houses. They were small and raggedy.
And, like, somehow, like, of course, right, I'm very reversed racist, and I can't help but look at the racial aspect. Not related to this story, but just interesting that they're actually not paying their taxes. Mm-hmm. But remember when it was like the rumor mill picked up, and this was like before Twitter and shit, that Jay-Z wasn't paying the bills on his 40-40 club?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember in an interview like a year later, he was like, I don't know what they're talking about. Like, I think I can pay my bills. You know, Jay.
Yeah, it's interesting for sure. And then, of course, also the fact that, like, this organization owes all this money. But if this had been, like, an individual, you know, they would have been locked up for this shit.
Yeah.
Not paying their taxes as a poor black person in Louisiana. Fuck. So the organization has until next year to pay off that debt, or the tax certificate buyer can take over the property's titles. And that is for the properties that have delinquent taxes dating back to 2017. And a 34th property was recently seized and sold by the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office for failure to pay $1,205 in fines for sanitation violations and rodent harborage. See, again, like, so you did this as a charity project for poor people, but they had sanitation violations? So you're telling me a bunch of poor-ass niggas in Louisiana who somehow survived Katrina but lost their houses, you give them a new house and this is what the fuck you give them? Something that has sanitation violations? Like, why do you think this is what they deserve? Why? And then also the fact that it got confiscated for $1,205 in fines. Like, Brad Pitt, he probably just has, like, he has over $1,000 of old $100 bills he doesn't even remember he has at this point. $1,200? He's a fucking millionaire. Several times over. His friends are all millionaires. They couldn't afford a fucking $1,200 fine. It's too much.
Couldn't afford or doesn't matter? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Like, we're old and rich. Like, who gives a shit?
Right.
Fuck him. Right? And he's from the Ozarks, which is soon, if you search Ozarks and racist, the word lynching is the second word of the search. At least for my search, right? Isn't your Google search tailored to you?
I think so, yeah.
So my search, the first thing that comes up Ozarks racist is the lynching and expulsion of blacks in the southern Ozarks, 1894 to 1909.
good.
This is, I'm just thinking about where this cat is from, and I know that it's like a television program. I've never even seen an advertisement for it. I just know that a program with that name exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's where he's from. And then, of course, you know, also there was the stories coming out with the divorce proceedings between him and Angelina Jolie. I think he's actually just an asshole who just seems like a nice person. Because, like, you remember with that, Angelina Jolie was saying that one of the reasons they got divorced, one of the reasons there was so much tension in their marriage is because she was a Harvey Weinstein victim, and he kept working with Harvey Weinstein even after she told him that. So, like, I don't know the extent of what happened with her and Harvey Weinstein, and honestly, it doesn't matter. Like, whether it was sexual harassment to straight-up sexual assault, it doesn't matter. Like, you shouldn't be working with the person who's sexually assaulting or harassing your spouse. Yeah. Or anybody, you
remember,
know?
I mean, who raised him? The lady that was, I think she was in favor of the Mitt Romney campaign because the damn gays?
Yes. So,
you know who raised your boy?
Yeah. All in all, 33 properties are still owned by Make It Right New Orleans Housing LLC, a for-profit subsidiary of the nonprofit Make It Right Foundation. Let that sentence wash over you. It's a for-profit subsidiary of a nonprofit foundation.
For-profit subsidiary of a
nonprofit.
Motherfucker. So they have a nonprofit, right? That's Clicky Mouse Industries, right? Clicky Mouse Industries. And Clicky Mouse Industries is like, you know what? I think that we need a side business of Black and Miles. Now, Clicky Mouse is 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
But the same people that own Clicky Mouse own Black and Mild.
Yes.
And they're like, but we're not going to make this one 501c3. Because then, I mean, what else? What can you do when it's not a 501c3? Like, you have to pay taxes, but you can be politically active,
right,
and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Brad Pitt gives a shit about politics.
I don't know if he does or not.
I don't think he does.
But yeah, that reminds me of that shit with the prison. What is that, Unicor? With the prisons? Where it's like, it's a corporation that runs the prisons, but it's a corporation that is a subsidiary of the federal government. Yeah. And that's how I got around the profit motive shit, because you can't have prisons for profit. So they gave them to Unicor, and now Unicor runs them for a profit, which is why we have prison slave labor the way that we do. But yeah, but it's like a government corporation. What the fuck is that?
Well, the NFL is a charity.
It is a charity.
Yeah. I get my NFL bag of food dropped off on the front door every Thursday.
So, all right. So it's a for-profit subsidiary of a nonprofit. That's great. Of the 33 properties that are still owned, they mainly include vacant lots as well as a vacant and dilapidated gas station, the foundation's abandoned construction office, a playground now maintained by neighbors, and one completed Make It Right house that was never sold but is still standing. This is some effective fucking housing. Did they take notes from the Red Cross? Several of the properties have open city code violations. The vacant lots have become increasingly overgrown a year after the foundation stopped paying a landscaper to maintain them. Damn. The blighted gas station, office, and playground continue to deteriorate. And although one completed home appears in good shape on the exterior, the interior is clearly damaged. Some of the lots are mowed and well-maintained, but appears that's only because of the residents living next door have started to mow properties themselves to keep away rats, mosquitoes, and snakes. Oh God, if you don't cut your grass, the snakes. Oh God. This is Southern Louisiana. Ah, swampy shit. Oh God.
Rats, mosquitoes, snakes.
Mm-mm.
And I remember a fucking, a Hannibal Buress bit, which is like also a story. Mm-hmm. Where he was like, he went to a restaurant and like, there was like a rat, and I think he said he reported it, but then someone, like, they were just like, no, you didn't actually see that. And like, and that's just their default. They just say, nah, it didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Or they like blame you for it. Like, it's just normal shit
out
there.
Like, it followed you in there? What the fuck?
Like, as a child not growing up in New York, all you think is, if I go to New York, am I going to get bit by like an 8-foot rat? I heard there's rats out there.
There are rats. They're big.
They're just out there Buttigieging, man. Taking that slice of pizza down them subway stairs.
Trying to feed his kids.
Shit, them turtles.
The unkept properties are another on the long list of grievances these residents have against Make It Right and against Pitt, whose mission to heal and restore the neighborhood in the wake of Hurricane Trina has unraveled over the last several years. In 2007, the foundation began building and selling dozens of low-cost homes using designs from world-renowned architects and that promised to be both green and sustainable. But the homes, partially due to faulty designs and materials, have had major issues with leaks, mold, structural damage, and gas leaks. That was in the previous segment that we played, because we played like a news clip. Yeah. That was what they were showing, was stuff like the mold and the interior damage. In 2018, a group of Make It Right homebuyers sued the foundation. The foundation subsequently sued its local architect and former executive director. As the legal battles escalated, the foundation has become impossible to reach. Really? I have zero faith in Make It Right, says Tanika West, a resident in the area. Tanika says, we're just on our own. West, who owns a Make It Right home, lives next to one of the vacant foundation-owned lots. She now shares the responsibility for mowing it along with her neighbor, who also lives in a Make It Right home. West said she tried to purchase the property from Make It Right to use it as a community space, but they wouldn't come to the table. Now she watches with frustration as some of the other properties are being auctioned off due to unpaid taxes or code violations. There's something really fucking grimy about that too, though, right? So even when they knew they were going under, they had these fucking vacant lots, they still wouldn't sell them to black residents. They let the police and the government get them first. Like, you could have just sold it to the black people in the neighborhood. They wanted them.
When you're from the Ozarks, Negros owning homes just don't seem right. You know what? Brad Pitt, I think Brad Pitt needs to fucking go move to, what is it, Ohio? And vote for J.D. Vance.
Oh, God. A spokeswoman for New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said that the city has not been in contact with Make It Right regarding the vacant and blighted properties. When the Lens asked whether the city was planning more property seizures or tax sales, the spokeswoman said that the properties will be dealt with individually. Okay. The Lens was unable to contact the Make It Right Foundation directly. The Lens contacted one of the law firms representing the foundation in a class action lawsuit, informing them of an upcoming story related to the foundation. A representative said no comment before a reporter could then ask any follow-up questions.
Ah.
Okay.
That's that good faith acting.
Hmm. So yeah, that's what's going on with Brad Pitt. Damn. It's really, unfortunate, honestly.
A little busted for that.
Yeah. Because in 2009, the New York Times called the development, quote, Brad Pitt's gift to New Orleans. That's a bold statement considering now that we're seeing how it's turned out, eh? Yeah. West, who was the resident quoted earlier, said it always sounded like some sort of pitch, some sort of gimmick. At these events, they would just show up and say, we're helping. But then that rosy picture began to degrade as widespread issues emerged, including flooding, mold, rotting wood, gas leaks, and termites. Some of the problems were due to designs that were atypical for New Orleans and therefore incapable of surviving in the region's climate. That is like such a indictment on charity. Like, really. Like, the whole 501c3... I know, I work at a 501c3. I know. But no, the whole 501c3, like, ideals and this whole, like, concept around charity, it's always that you have to be grateful for what rich people are giving to you. But there's really not this thing about, like, are you giving people good things? Right? Yeah, they have these world-renowned architects and they have all these, you know, stylish designs for these houses. But if the house is not designed to live in that climate, what fucking good is it? Because now they have the houses and no one can live in them. What fucking good was it? But they're still supposed to be grateful because a rich person who didn't take the time to figure out what was actually needed for this community said, I have an idea. Let's do this. And then just did it. Damn.
Right, and you love it because it's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Right? He did a really good interview with Marc Maron before I knew about this.
But he's helping.
He did a good, it was a good interview. The shit was fly. It was clowning. I like the stories. But then you always got to keep in mind, oh, he's gonna do some bullshit. Yeah, just be a nihilist. You know, it works out better. Like, the leading cause of disappointment is hope.
Last month, a researcher at the University of Illinois named Judith Keller released findings about the current state of the 109 Make It Right homes. She found that 2 had been demolished, 6 were boarded up and abandoned, and that the vast majority of others had either partial repairs or had to be completely renovated due to structural problems. She found that only 6 of the original 109 homes were in reasonably good shape. 6 out of 109. And it's still considered a win. Go figure.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right.
And then I know this article is like so long, but this is the last thing I want to point out in it. About one of these properties, she said she sold West, who's one of the residents, said that a property was sold to Make It Right for $10,000 in 2013, but the property was bought back for $170,000 after the foundation put a house on it. So it went, yeah. So it went from $10,000 to $170,000 with a raggedy-ass house on it. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then also note it, and then Wes also notes in here that these houses aren't free and residents are financially tied to homes and can't just leave them because of problems. I want a do-over, but I am stuck in a mortgage. Just touring the house alone, you'd be devastated when you have to see what was messed up and what we have to maintain. So yeah, so it sounds a little bit like Flint then, right? Where, you know, now that the people live there, they can't move because they know that there's a problem with the water.
Yeah.
But they still have to live there, so it's like, what the fuck do you do? Yeah.
What the fuck do you do? All right, folks. and I do have, I uploaded one more whole entire video to the TikTok. All right, about your man J.D. Vance, because Venus Kalita was just very excited about the J.D. Vance campaign. She's like, man, this feller's stone cold. All right,
I was?
Yes, you were.
I don't think I was.
And I was like, man, no, he's not. And you were like, yes, he is. And and I did. I put that on the TikTok. It's Mr. Williams Laborhood. I have not changed the YouTube name yet to Mr. Williams Laborhood, but I am slowly rolling that out. Like, as I upload stuff, I'll just make changes along the way. Because literally, with the way life is going right now, I can't just take a Sunday sit-down.
Right.
Sunday's gonna be some shit. I'm gonna have to make an emergency trip to the laundromat. But just a reminder of what Venus Kalita is very excited about in the political world. All right.
Are you a racist? Do you hate Mexicans? The media calls us racist for wanting to build Trump's wall. They censor us, but it doesn't change the truth. Joe Biden's open border is killing Ohioans, with more illegal drugs and more Democrat voters pouring into this country. This issue is personal. I nearly lost my mother to the poison coming across our border. No child should grow up an orphan. I'm J.D. Vance, and I approve this message because whatever they call us, we will put America first.
Wow, that was super Nazi-ish. You caught that slick little line in there, right?
Which one?
That the problem is more Democratic voters. He said, like, but the way he did it was, like, very Hitler propaganda-ish. They're bringing in drugs and Democrats. Like, Democrats are part of the drug problem.
And I'm telling you, and what I recorded while you were, I think you may have been still asleep or something, but, I went back over it, and fucking liberals love this guy for his hillbilly elegy book.
Yeah, because he's, because liberals like to be smug. And he, the way he wrote it was like, look at these poor backwards southerners.
Yep,
like,
he said they're spending money on bullshit, they're using payday loans, they're buying cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, this content is produced without the concerns of swerfs, turfs, partisan hacks, bootlickers, neo-Nazis, bread tubers, tankies, white vegans, or mumble rappers in mind. Send all hate mail to D's.
I like that.